Hello, and welcome to episode 12 of Celiac.com Podcast Edition. In this episode, we talk about lymphoma risk in celiacs and their family, the importance of bone density tests for celiac kids, the GF rage in stores, a petition to make all medicines gluten-free, and some really special peanut butter cookies. Celiac.com Podcast Edition is your regular update on news and important topics from our website. Remember, we'd like to hear your input for this program, so please leave a comment on our blog or write to the Podcast Edition directly. Our email address is podcast@celiac.com. Celiac.com Podcast Edition is sponsored by the Gluten-Free Mall. Since 1998, the Gluten-Free Mall has provided safe and convenient online shopping for people on restricted diets due to celiac disease, autism, ADHD, or other health reasons. The Gluten-Free Mall has the best prices and selection of gluten-free, wheat-free, casein-free, and other allergy-related health foods and special dietary products that you can find on the internet. Now, the news. A recent hospital survey of cancer patients with celiac disease has brought researchers to the conclusion that, yes, early detection of celiac disease is beneficial in many ways, including surviving lymphoma. Celiac disease, if left undiagnosed for years, can bring on a multitude of illnesses, and if left unchecked, lymphoma will most likely be the killer. In addition, the group of doctors conducting this survey determined that, even if not celiac, people with a family history of celiac disease have a higher risk for developing lymphoma. A link between genetics and lymphoma or celiac susceptibility has not yet been defined. Bone density screening recommended for celiac kids. A new study has found that children with celiac disease are at greater risk of lower spinal or whole back bone mineral content. Children whose celiac symptoms are more advanced typically suffer from a greater loss of bone mineral content. This study concludes that screening for low bone mineral content in children newly diagnosed with celiac disease will benefit the child's capacity to grow and develop into a healthy adult. Restaurants and stores try gluten-free. The reports are in, and just about every major restaurant and food supplier is experimenting with gluten-free alternatives. It turns out that GF foods are not just for celiacs anymore. Surveys have shown that wheat eaters are going GF because they just feel better when they avoid all the preservatives and fillers involved with glutenized food. And here are the numbers to prove it. Approximately 1% of the population is diagnosed celiac or gluten intolerant. Up to 25% of shoppers polled said they would be interested in gluten-free products. Here's a peek at who's experimenting with GF food. Starbucks is trying out GF snacks. Pizzeria Uno is adding GF pizza to every one of their restaurants. General Mills has reformulated rice chex to be guaranteed gluten-free. Nestle is now making a kids' nutrition shake that is GF and lactose-free with no corn syrup sweeteners. And Anheuser-Busch is now making and distributing a GF beer, reported to be a full-bodied lager brewed from sorghum for a well-balanced, moderately hopped taste. And now some popular topics from Celiac.com. Citizens petition to the FDA. A contributor to Celiac.com has submitted a citizens petition to the FDA, requesting that wheat gluten be taken off the list of accepted ingredients in medicine manufacturing. In every pill or tablet we take, there's a tiny bit of real medicine, and the rest is all binders and starches that control absorption in the stomach and medicine release time. The binders also help make the pill both manageable for people to hold and identify, and manageable for the machines to tamp quickly into shape and shuffle down the conveyor belt. Currently, the National Foundation for Celiac Awareness has asked the FDA only to label medicines made with gluten. Manufacturers are still allowed to use it as long as they label the bottle. So, until the FDA is forced to take notice, those pills prescribed to make you feel better might also be contributing to your illness. So, please take a look at the link to the petition on our website. Really special peanut butter cookies. Here's a special twist on a traditional cookie that can be enjoyed by nearly everyone. If you're allergic to peanuts but can't eat almonds, please try this recipe out with almond butter. It has been tried and tested, and the results are guaranteed delicious. The twist to this recipe is not only GF, but it's free from eggs, soy, and sugar. You can sprinkle a little sugar on at the end for looks and crunch, but it's not necessary to the recipe. The cookies are actually so packed with good nutrition that they're great on hikes instead of packaged energy bars. The recipe calls for an ingredient called agave nectar, which is a natural syrup sweetener that acts and tastes just like sugar, but has a very low glycemic index. So all the sweet you need in a cookie is still there, but you won't have the disastrous sugar ups and downs. The agave plant is a tall, spiky succulent that grows mostly in northern Mexico, and its pith, or the meat of the plant, contains a very sugary water. Here's the recipe for the cookies. Take 1 1/2 cups peanut butter, all natural, 3/4 cup of agave nectar, light or dark, 1 teaspoon of gluten-free vanilla extract, 1/4 cup unsweetened applesauce, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1 cup of GF flour, 3/4 cup of buckwheat flour, or continue with GF flour, and 2 tablespoons of almond meal, or, again, replace with GF flour. An optional treat would be to add 1/2 cup of chocolate chips. It is possible to find dairy-free chocolate chips if you're staying dairy-free. To top the cookies, sprinkle a cinnamon sugar mixture or add sugar substitute if you like. The GF flour in this recipe is a pre-made mix, and all information about it is on our website. So blend the peanut butter and all liquid ingredients together first, as in any cookie or bread recipe. Then slowly add all the dry ingredients, already mixed together in their own bowl, a bit at a time, until fully mixed. Line a cookie sheet with parchment paper to prevent the cookies from sticking. Roll the dough into little balls about the size of ping pong balls, and place on the parchment. Dip a fork in the cinnamon sugar mixture if you're doing that, and press the crisscross design into each one. Bake in a preheated oven at 350 degrees Fahrenheit for 10 to 12 minutes. Remove, cool, and enjoy. And that's all for this week's episode of Celiac.com Podcast Edition. Again, we'd like to hear your input, so please write comments about what you thought of the program and what you'd like to hear covered in future programs. In addition, you'll find links to all the original articles on our blog site. So, from Celiac.com, thank you for listening.